We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And welcome into the Point After here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. 27-9, the Rams beat the Saints. Nonetheless, we're going to have a good time at our new home for the Point After, Fat Boys Pizza. 2565 Metairie Road near LaBar Road. It's a family-style restaurant serving up huge slices of pizza, ice-cold draft and bottled beer, daiquiris, and delicious sides, 10 TVs, outdoor dining, lots of space, family-friendly. We're excited to be here for the Point After, our new home during Saints football for the Point After. Bobby, I know you're pumped as well. The pizza here is gigantic. 30-inch pizza, they are the home of the 30-inch pizza. And if you get one slice, you probably won't finish it. You'll be taking it home with you.
Yeah, you got to have, just to go box because I tell you what, you're not going to say like, where's the beef or where's the pizza? No, the pizza is here, and you will not go away hungry. You can have a little lanyard, and you can heat it up and eat it tomorrow, whatever. Now, I'm not saying you can't finish it, but you're going to have that much pizza, and you're going to take pizza to go because they don't cut anything short. Kristen, speaking of short, no, I look at the
the box can cover me. For sure.
Yeah, the box can kind of cover Christian.
I'm 5'6", and I think
it is so big. The pizza is so big that it would kind of dominate at least half of you, right?
For sure. You know what else they're doing here at the new home of the Point After, Fat Boys Pizza? So if you wear a Saints jersey, you get a free 12-ounce draft beer. Same thing with LSU. Come in here during game day.
During game day.
You come in here, get a free 12-ounce draft beer.
So if you're representing, you got a LSU jersey during an LSU game or a Saints game, and you got a Saints jersey, you get a free beer. I mean, who's against that, right?
That's right. We'll be here till 9 tonight, and stick around. You can also come out and watch NFL Sunday Night Football, where the Philadelphia Eagles play those Dirty Birds, the Atlanta Falcons. The Saints now 1-1. They fall 27-9. Bobby, and a lot of folks might want to focus on the idea of that call where it was a scoop and score it was ruled an incomplete pass, and that did have an impact in that game, in that particular moment. But in the game, when you commit 11 penalties, a couple of drops, some silly mistakes, poor tackling, that's what lost you the game, not the officials.
Well, I think even with Drew Brees now, I think Drew's could end up making more throws, but like Sean Payton said, we got our behind whipped up front. I mean, every offensive lineman got called for a holding penalty or something. And now this is like old school, new school. It's just reality. If you have 9 or more penalties or you have 100 yards, and we had 11 for 87, so not quite 100 yards, that's basically a touchdown. So I don't know. We lost 27-9. So do we lose 20-9? Then you might say, well, we got ripped off with the scoop and score with Cam Jordan, because that was monumental. You look at the 10-point swing, what occurred there. And the officials, you got to get it right. You got to get it right because they had emphasized this. They're going to let the play itself out and not blow the whistle early.
That's how they're taught to handle that play.
Yeah, the game happened so fast that if it's close, you just let the play out. Now, you can review it and says, no, he had the ball in his hands and he was going forward. So then you say incomplete pass. But you don't blow the play dead. You do not blow the play dead.
Because you can always bring it back.
Yes. And say it does not count. The bottom line, Christian, say it does not count, and that was not the case. Because look at the game. It was like old school defensive game. Because you look at it like 6-3. The Saints would have had the lead. The only thing I know, and to show you the type of team that the Rams are, Christian, Sean McVay, young coach, you know what? Do you know when they're winning at halftime, the Rams have never lost? Okay, I'm going to say that again. They are now 20-0 if the Rams are winning at halftime under Coach McVay. They did not lose. So that's why we needed all the help we could get, considering Drew Brees is not, you know, part of the mix. If you look at Saints-Rams history, it's now Listen, we played the Falcons. We played when the Falcons come about. That's going to be 100 games. We played the 49ers 75. So now, looking at playing the Rams 75 times, they're up 42-33. But Sean Payton has not had the Rams number. We talk about Sean Payton being extended as a Saints coach, and I think that's the right thing going forward with Ms. Gail Benson and the Saints organization. But, you know, Sean Payton has played the Rams 9 times. How many times do you think he won? 3. He's lost 6 times since 2006, and he's lost 6 times. He's won 3 and lost 6. So it's been kind of a thorn in his side as far as playing the Rams. Now, this is another negative stat that the last time the Saints beat the Rams in the L.A. Coliseum, 1979. We got a few old farts out here, and he got some young ones and all that, but the last time the Saints won in the Coliseum, Drew Brees was 11 months old. Do you know he was the only Saints player that was alive. Everybody, they weren't even born. So here's Drew Brees, 11 months old. So the L.A. Coliseum has not been good to the New Orleans Saints, considering last time we won there was 1979. But when I look at what occurred, is that to me, not good third down offense. We were 4-13, 31%. I thought we played winning football overall defensively at times. They were only 38%, 5-13. I thought we'd have to be plus one to win the turnover margin. We ended up being 0, so that was not the case. But I think the penalties truly screwed us. I thought usually you win, even though a team's moving the ball. The Rams were 3-6, 50% in the red zone. So if you force in field goals, that's a good thing. It's not like they went the red zone 6 times and they got 6 touchdowns. No, they were 3-6, and we did not come out on top. Now, to me, it just shows you the significance of Drew Brees on this team and how we depend on him. Because I look at our defense, I would say that's a winning formula. They ran the ball 30 times, had a 3.8 average. In this day and age, when you allow under 4 yards a carry, I think you're getting it done. But, you know, again, what reflects on our offensive line winning up front, Christian. Now, you might say, well, we got to run 30 times. I don't know. We ran 20 times. We averaged 2.9. What? 2.9 yards. We got freaking jacked up. We got stuffed.
Sean Payton always takes the approach of, if the offensive line isn't run blocking well, he's not going to just pound his head against a wall. He's just not. Well, they've got to earn a lot of those running plays.
We got whooped up front, and it's very humbling. And sometimes it's hard to be humbled. I'm never worried about Cam Jordan. A lot of times Cam Jordan was held and they're not calling the penalty. Cam Jordan had a sack. He was second in tackles. Eli Apple ended up having 7, but he leaves a lot to be desired sometimes in pass coverage. But tackle fall loss, quarterback hurry. But it's not too many stars. You know how you go to class in elementary school and all of a sudden to make a kid feel good, you put a star on their test or something. Because, great effort. Or you did good. I'm never worried about Cam Jordan. I'm worried about all the other cats and what they're going to do defensively. I thought Davenport ended up with a sack, tackle for loss, 3 quarterback hurries. But overall, not enough to be disruptive when all said and done. You know who did not show up? Come on, we're supposed to have a shutdown corner, Lattimore. I don't know, but what the hell Lattimore did? I mean, could he guard Cooper Kupp?
Nope.
I mean, Cooper Kupp.
He put him on skates. I mean,
he had 5 receptions for 120 yards, average 24 yards a reception. Oh, Brandon Cooks. I think he was a Saints player, and I got to give Brandon Cooks a lot of credit.
I got to step in here real quick.
Was that?
So Drew Brees is going to see a hand specialist.
Because his thumb?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even talk about Drew Brees.
That's not good.
No, listen, I've had a jacked up thumb before. People might say, it's your thumb. Just go play. It's your thumb. Or like it's your big toe. If your big toe's hurting, you can't run. If you, especially a skilled player, you're trying to push off. Like your thumb, okay. You know, if you're playing on the line, you cast it up, whatever. But if it's your thumb and you got to throw the ball, it's not his left thumb, right thumb, because he's following through. Listen, you don't think Aaron Donald had an impact on the game?
Sure he did.
Andrews, Pete, whoever
he,
it might
be. He beat Wolford. He beat Pete.
You know who had a poor game? Well, Larry Wolford.
He sure did.
Larry Wolford had a poor game considering he's a Pro Bowl caliber type guard, but he did not do too good. He didn't play well. I think Clapp, it is what it is. He's just trying to survive and get it done. But no, even Armstead, there was nobody that they would use this in their retirement highlight reel and, you know, show all their family members and yeah. This is what I did. No, the offensive line, and you got to give credit to the Rams because, man to man, LSU fans know about Michael Brockers. He even got back there. So that was a game that I always brag about our offensive line. Oh, I'm not bragging about them after this game because they got their butt kicked against the Rams on the line.
Another takeaway I have, Bobby, is Sean Payton saying that we're going to make sure we have the right guys on the field. He's telling you somebody might lose their job. Their starting spot.
Well, Christian, you might have some inside scoop on that, but I mean, the bottom line is it's all about whatever you've done for me lately. It's all about performance. I thought this was a wash when we talked about the punters, and they both had maybe a couple of punts that they would want back. That'd be Marstead or Hecker. And I'm looking at Harris. He had 11.3-yard average. He had a long gain of 19. But then Natson had a 21-yard average, but he had that 32-long gain. So to me, that was a wash. Both punt coverage units maybe didn't get the job done as far as when you're flipping the field and field position. The one player that totally discouraged me because he had opportunity, maybe if he'd have played the whole game, with Drew Brees, it might have been better. Jerry Cook, the tight end. He got targeted 7 times. We'd say he's probably going to be targeted 7 to 10 times against the Texans. He got targeted 3 times, I think, off the top of my head, 3 catches. But only 2 receptions for 25 yards. I would say out of those 7 targets, I want to say he had a couple of drops.
Yep, and he had a penalty.
Yeah. And the penalties is like you cannot shoot yourself in the foot. But what happened before halftime, you truly cannot make that call and let that go against the Saints, considering where they're at right now, because to me, it's 3-3 at the time. The ball bounces our way. You got to have luck sometimes. Cam Jordan, we should have been up 10-3. I'm not saying we'd have won. But it just seems like the momentum, we'd have been a lot better shape to have a chance to win.
The biggest thing is there's no accountability for officials. That's the thing. They're just going to issue a statement. Yeah, we got it. We got the rule wrong and move on. And I think fans are tired of that. We're tired of not just Saints fans. NFL fans are tired of seeing so much on the line, the players working so hard, the coaches working so hard, and then to have something like this impact a game. It can't happen at the professional level. At this point, with an industry that's worth billions and unbelievable technology. There's no reason, and this is a rules application. This isn't a judgment call. This is a rules application. Once again, they are taught to not blow that play dead, let it play out, and then go back and reverse it if you need to by video review.
That's the key. You got to swallow that whistle. You got an official that all of a sudden, because there's quick reaction, don't blow the play dead.
Yeah.
Let itself play itself out. So, in other words, was he possessing the ball and then he was following through and it was incomplete pass? Or was he fumbled, then he followed through? That's why you cannot blow the whistle. They gave the Saints the ball. Hell with the ball. We wanted a damn touchdown. Because Scoop had scored, the ball was going to bounce and bounced in Cam Jordan's hands. All of a sudden, you're on the road. The Houdat Nation were up 10-3. Still, it's not like we lost by a touchdown or a field goal, because I thought the second half they took it to us. But the momentum going into halftime, that can make all the difference.
Saints quarterback Drew Brees said in his postgame press conference he hurt his thumb on the pass attempt to Jared Cook and that the hit by Aaron Donald. It says he's seeing a hand specialist in L.A. today, adds he's concerned that it could be significant.
Well, I had that before, a hand special. I didn't even know they had a hand special. I just like tape. He taped that thing up. I don't know. To me, old school, you don't went back in the game. I'm not like how they are today, but I'm like, man, whatever. I'm not going to elaborate on that because listen.
You got to go. You don't need to elaborate.
No, I am going to elaborate, down the road.
Okay.
But to me, that thumb, come on.
It's a huge appendage.
You got to get a shot or something. You got to move on, tape it up. You got to go.
2565 Metairie Road near LeBar Road is where you can find us. Fat Boys Pizza, our new home for the Point After here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.